spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I know we got a lot of callers, and I am going to get to all of you, but I do feel very strongly I want to respond to this attempt to demonize China for being a successful manufacturing power. Now, remember, China is always going to do exactly the same thing. They're going to take care of China. China does not owe the United States anything at all in terms of a regard for how we're going to do business. Every nation, in theory, is trying to do the best business it can for itself and its own people. Obviously, the United States is an exception with regard to Israel. Everything the U.S. government does is for Israel's benefit. But if you take that one anomaly out of the equation, every nation is looking out for its own interests. And that's the way it's supposed to be. So China has invested a tremendous amount of resources in building up its manufacturing sector. They know how to make things. They know how to make them well or not, depending upon who's doing the ordering. And our government went along with losing American manufacturing and importing Chinese products. They didn't put any tariffs on there because American corporations wanted it that way. We started out with a situation where an American corporation said, well, you know, I don't want to get my hands dirty with manufacturing. I don't know anything about manufacturing. I'm an MBA. I haven't been taught to actually make the products. I'm just supposed to shuffle them around. Logistics. And so companies started buying from overseas manufacturers at a lower price and bringing them in and letting their own employees go. And they started making huge profits. And everybody said, oh, well, we got to do that too. And the government said, sure, go for it. We have an ulterior motive with regard to the mortgages. But yeah, go ahead. Let the, you know, import everything. We don't need to borrow. We don't need to worry about manufacturing anymore. And of course, the Japanese have been laughing at us for years about that. That the American financial corporate culture has gotten into this attitude, this belief that you don't need to actually make anything to make money. You just got to take the money and shuffle it around a lot and it will magically grow all by itself, which isn't exactly true. So China has done a lot of things right, and our government has done a lot of things wrong. And our government would love to trick you all into saying, oh, it's all China's fault. It isn't. China's doing what China is doing what any country would do, what any country should be doing. They're doing the best commerce and business that they can. Our government mismanaged the American manufacturing infrastructure for 30 years. In exchange for campaign donations and quick profitability and the fact that, hey, we're above all that kind of stuff. And it's not China's fault. There's a lot of people out there who want to convince you of that, and there's a lot of people who want to go along with that, because if you're standing there and screaming, oh, those gosh darn bad Chinese, nothing's going to happen to you. Chinese aren't going to come over here and slap you around for calling them bad names. But if you stand up and you say, the government has really screwed the economy, there's a good chance some guy in black nomex is going to come over and put the butt of his rifle up against the back of your head. And so everybody says, oh, yeah, it's China's fault. That's, yes, please, don't hit me. It's China's fault. So there's a lot of that stuff going on there. All righty, let's see. D in Minnesota. Aloha, D. What's on your mind? D, are you there? Okay, let's see. We're going to go to Rich in Alabama. Rich, we're almost out of time on this segment, but go ahead and start. Is Rich there?
Yeah.
Hello?
Rich is here. Yeah,
okay.
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike? Hello?
Yeah, okay. Okay. Rich, we got to take a break here. We're coming up on a commercial break. When we come back, we'll go right to you and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about, okay?
Thanks,
so Mike. Here comes the music, and we're going to go take a few commercials. There we are. Bye-bye.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made. right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This country is coming to, I sure would like to know, if they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die, doggone. I mean, the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Rich in Alabama. And Rich, aloha. Thank you for waiting. And what's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I got a few questions. Do you know, with all the expertise that I hear you talk about, is there not a metal or a material called zinc that goes into metal? And if so, I was told a few years ago when I bought one of these outdoor storage units that are made out of metal, you seem to be a little bit worried, because he was saying that China had been sold, I guess, exclusive rights to certain types of materials that go into making metal, thus monopolizing the metal market for steel.
Well, I think he may be mixing two different stories, because China happens to own some of the finest mines for what are called rare earth minerals that are used in modern high-tech electronics, like neodymium and various other materials like that. As far as steel is concerned, iron is abundant and common all over the planet. Nobody can get a monopoly on that. The reason for the addition of zinc, or usually a zinc coating, is as a corrosion and rust inhibitor. And generally, for example, when the steel for a steel-bodied car, I mean, and obviously the plastic ones, they don't do this anymore, but if you're forming steel panels for a car, you will coat them with zinc in what's called the galvanization process. so that they will resist rusting. And they literally will calculate the thickness of the zinc so that they know how many years they can expect before the car body starts to rust away. And usually it's about the same amount of time they expect you to be making payments on the car loan.
Okay. And if you could, I remember when I was in history class years ago, I had some really great history teachers, and they definitely touched on the topic of the teapot dome scandal, but I didn't quite understand what they were talking about, mainly because I wasn't a banker and I wasn't a politician, and it's quite, you know, when you're young, it quite bores you. The only thing you want to do is go surfing and, look at the girls. But, I'll take your answer off call, and nice talking with you. Thank you, and happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Well, in brief, and I mean, there's all kinds of good analytical articles about it. The Teapot Dome referred to an oil field which was owned by the U.S. government. This all went down during presidency of Warren G. Harding, where some of the Secretary of the Interior, Secretary of the Military, basically, in a nutshell, a large oil reserve called the Teapot Dome, and it's named for this teapot rock at the edge of the oil field. This oil field was transferred from the U.S. Navy Petroleum Reserves for war fighting to the Department of the Interior, who then turned around and leased it to Sinclair Oil and one other company whose name eludes me at the moment. And it turned out that the people who had signed off on this transfer of the government's oil into the private use of the oil companies had gotten interest-free loans for vast amounts of money that were never repaid. In other words, it was a bribe. And up until the Watergate scandal, the Teapot Dome was considered the most sensational political scandal of American history. We know that machinations like that do happen quite a bit. When Bill Clinton created the Grand Staircase Escalante Monument, he basically created this monument around Utah's main coal deposits that were supposed to fund Utah's educational system under its statehood agreement. Technically, Utah's statehood agreement is now null and void. And it was done to favor political backers who were importing coal from another country. And this kind of stuff goes on along. But if you look at Teapot Dome scandal in any search engine, you will find all kinds of information. And it does show that this kind of politics and corruption and bribe-taking is nothing new in the American scene. What you need to understand is it's not an incident in ancient history. It's the kind of stuff that our government tends to do as long as the people look the other way and the media refuses to act proactively. The media will always come back after the money's already gone and say, oh, it was a darn shame that that happened. But isn't the media's job to try and warn the public before these things get going? All right, we're going to go to Robert in Nevada. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, Robert, are you there? Is Robert still there? Okay, we're still waiting to connect with Robert.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, Robert. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Happy New Year. I just wanted to touch briefly. I don't know if you may be aware of this. I don't know if your listeners are. But I'm the proud recipient of a notice last week from the Department of Commerce Census Bureau that I would be getting a survey in the mail called the American Community Survey. Are you familiar with this?
I think basically it's a follow-on to the long census questionnaire. They didn't get enough people to answer them, and now they're basically trying to get it run through again with when people are a little bit less resistant, but that's about all I know of it.
Well, I think it's humorous. I'm still baffled trying to see the relationship. I'll give it to you briefly, paraphrase. The letter comes last week that says you'll be getting this survey, and it helps the federal, state, and local governments plan for highways, hospitals, schools, job training, et cetera, right? Now, mm-hmm. I got this bundle yesterday, and to me, it's like I think it would be interrogatories in a lawsuit, or if I was on the stand under oath, I would have to answer these questions. But on the front, it says your response is required by law. Look, you talk about in-depth. This wants to know how much you pay for a monthly mortgage, utilities, on and on, how many rooms, how many cars, etc. And then the laughter was, what's your level of education? If you have a bachelor's degree, what was your major in? This thing goes, and I'm still trying to understand the relationship on how this helps him plan for, they even listed traffic congestion. If you saw these questions, you would say, what?
It sounds to me like they're trying to go for that total information awareness where, you know, we know the government has this idea that if they have a database with every piece of information about every American citizen, then that will give them a natural advantage over the people in terms of controlling their lives and so forth. But that does sound highly intrusive to me. And again, compliance can't be required by law because under the Constitution, the census, they're only allowed to ask how many people are in a home. And there is no constitutional authority for anything more. I have a feeling this is less nefarious and more feather bedding. There's probably a bunch of politicians in Washington or appointees and officials who are afraid of losing their jobs now that the census is over. So they're going to come up with more of these surveys, and they're going to go out to to universities, and they're going to go to scientists and say, do you need data for this study that you're doing on XYZ? And the scientists will say, yeah, I need a survey of this. And they say, well, that's okay. We'll include it in this American Community Survey. And so probably I would say, given how banal these questions are, that more than likely they're spending U.S. taxpayer dollars to keep themselves employed, conducting surveys for academic research.
There's a series of questions in there. If you have emotional problems and everything that impair you from getting dressed, going shopping, what kind of health care plan do you have? It's on and on. You know, I scanned this in my computer, and if I had your email, I will email you what this complete package looks like. I think you'll be fascinated.
Well, you know, the email is at the top of the website. It's WRH, that's Whiskey Romeo Hotel at whatreallyhappened.com, and I would be very interested in seeing this.
Oh, I'll shoot it off to you, and you have a happy new year.
Same to you. Thank you very much, and we're going to move over to Rob in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Rob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing just wonderful. How are you doing?
Very good. Kudos to you. I've been following your work for many years. I really appreciate your site. Your work is absolutely fabulous. I never miss a day, and you really keep me up to date. I wanted to just touch on something that really bothered me this year when, you know, the Obama Health Care Reform Act was passed in March. And, and then we have the Republicans coming in November, and I think this thing's going to move forward pretty much as written. And it's just ironic that the Federal Reserve and Helicopter Ben can give away trillions, and they've allocated $5 billion to one of the first regulations on the timeline, and that is covering pre-existing conditions and creating high-risk pools in each state. And with this allocation, here in Pennsylvania, almost all of the slots made available to the state were filled in 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wonder who did the studies, what foundation or what group of nonprofit PhDs put together the funding for this program when there are, as you know, Mike, there's over 50 million people uninsured in this country,
mm-hmm.
and the rolls are increasing even more now that Obamacare has passed. Because some of these high-risk pools, the premium is more than they're paying now. Because when you look at it from an insurance company standpoint, they're covering people with pre-existing conditions.
We got to take a break. Rob, we got to take a break. Hang on to that thought. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Oh. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 515 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Rob in Pennsylvania about health insurance. And Rob, can we kind of bring this to the point that you're trying to make here?
Yeah, Michael, I will bring it to a crescendo. I could go off for a long time on this topic, but I just think, as most things are in this country, it is by design that our government sold us out, and our government has increased health insurance costs to the point where more and more people are going without it, and I don't see the Reform Act doing anything to arrest that problem. And I think it's an effort to keep us docile and compliant and under the thumb of the federal government so we do not rise up and march on Washington. And it's just another methodology. You know, when you look at Greece and England and Portugal and these riots that you see, one thing they don't have to worry about over there is health insurance. Mm-hmm. And I think if they took that away from us and said that we're going to have a one-pay system, maybe that would allow us to rise up in righteous indignation. And
I don't think it really, the two link together. What's going on here with Obamacare is the same thing that went on with automobile insurance back in the 70s, where, you know, at that point, auto insurance was optional, and the insurance companies basically lobbied the government to say, you got to make it mandatory. and that increased their profitability. And once it was mandatory, of course, rates went up, services went down, and it became an extraordinarily wealthy occupation to be in. And this is just more of the same thing. You know, they're going to force everybody to buy health insurance, which is going to make the insurance companies richer. And, you know, it's just more forcing us to buy things whether we want them or not. I mean, people who are perfectly healthy, who don't really need health insurance, are going to be forced to buy it. They're the ones they're going to make the most money off of. And again, it comes down to an issue of personal freedom. It's bad enough that government at all levels is already taking more than half of everything that you ever earn in your lifespan. Now they're telling you what to do with the rest of it. You will buy a wireless headset to drive with. You will have seatbelts. You will have car insurance. You will have health insurance. You will have compact fluorescent light bulbs instead of tungsten in your home. I mean, that's the degree of dictatorship we're living under. Now they're going to come in and say what food you can and cannot eat. And most of what they're trying to push on you are these chemical-laden concoctions coming out of the major food corporations. And they're basically bringing an end to the small neighborhood farmer that represents a healthier alternative. And it's not that there's an evil plot to give you poison food. It is to force you to do business with their political donors.
Right, right. Well, Mike, in closing, I just want to say you're...
Hello?
Yeah, I just want to say, did you see the movie The Road? It's that apocalyptic movie with a father and son.
You know, so, I remember seeing it come and go in the trailers. I don't think I actually got to see it, though.
Yeah, you got to see it. You got to see
it. All right, I'll certainly... All right,
aloha,
thanks an awful
Mike.
Lot.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. All right, we're going to switch over to Andrea in Oklahoma. Aloha, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, aloha. I think pretty much it goes back to Newt Gingrich, Dahl, and Clinton signing NAFTA and GATT, and the corporation seems like they're running the country because when they moved, they used taxpayer money to move their corporations to China, and all the Asian countries were fighting for those corporations to come to their countries, but China was able to bid lower at 10 cents an hour for the people to work and make their products, rather than all the other Asian countries which were wanting to pay 12 and 13 cents to their workers an hour. And they're still doing that. They're still moving their corporations to China on the back of American people's money. And if they just moved their corporations there, it probably wouldn't be such a kick in the teeth.
Well, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. The federal government gave tax incentives not only for the offshoring of American jobs, but in many cases to physically relocate some of these corporate offices, not necessarily to completely move the corporation over there, but to help them set up branch offices in these other countries to more closely supervise and monitor these foreign manufacturing. Now, I know a lot of people like to come in and say, well, those gosh darn Chinese, they're only paying their people, you know, pennies and per hour and everything, and it's rather tempting to say, oh man, they're living in dire poverty, until you realize that the cost of living in these places is so much lower than it is in the United States of America. That being paid less than minimum wage by American standards does not necessarily mean that you're living a deprived lifestyle. We had that caller who came on the other day about having gone down to Mexico for a little while, and he's decided he's going to stay there because everything is so inexpensive down there compared to the United States. You know, what would be considered minimum wage here in the United States, starvation wages here in the United States, is going to buy you a very comfortable living down there in that part of the world. So,
yeah,
you know,
I don't think it's right that Americans should leave their country and not fight for it and get it back the way we want it to be. I think we need to be standing up.
Well, I would agree with you on that one. We got to let you go, Andrea. Take a break. We'll be back with Joe in Ohio after these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Joe in Ohio. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Thanks for having me. I just wanted to share with you an instance where in Ohio we are now being asked to show our papers by mail. Playing poker with some friends last night, and a guy pipes up and says, yeah, I get this piece of junk mail and throw it, you know, off to the side. And luckily his wife came home and saw it, opens it up, and it's from the Ohio Bureau of Motor Vehicles, and they were asked to show proof of insurance. They had been randomly selected, and if they did not respond to the letter within 30 days, their license would be suspended for 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
So it was intentionally designed to look like junk mail. I'm going to scan it and send it to the website. But here's mm-hmm. the kicker. My buddy, who is not typically one to be indignant, calls the BMV and says, hey, look, you know, this is a scam. And the guy says to him, deadpan, well, it's either this or taxes. And my friend's like,
yeah,
well, I don't understand. What do you mean? He says, well, Uncle Sam's going to get his money. You can pay it this way or you can pay taxes. It's up to you.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. I mean, we've got the cops are out here. Nobody's doing law enforcement. They're not arresting drug addicts or muggers or rapists. They're all out there writing speeding tickets. It's all about they're looting the public. We're in an era of pillage. by the government and the bankers against the American people. They're going to take your money. They're going to take your homes. They're going to take your car. They're going to take your kids for their wars. They're going to take everything from you until you stand up and say no more.
Well, and that's exactly what my friend did, and I told him, you know, I patted him on the back for that. Just, you know, at least he called, and he's making, you know, his opinions known. But I called on his behalf and encouraged him to call our state representatives, not the guys in Washington, but the actual Ohio legislature. And, you know, we have two representatives, so I called on his behalf, and hopefully he'll do the same too. But we have to start making some background noise and letting low-level politicians know that we know what's up and that we're in, you know, that we're on to the guys in Washington. And if you want to still be around, if you, you know, because there's an evolution for politicians as they climb the ladder. So that mm-hmm. these guys need to know now that we're serious and we know what's up, and we're just ignore the feds. Screw those guys. Let's focus on what's real, what's in Ohio, and how we can stop tyranny, you know, right at our front door, because that's where real change starts anyway. Thanks, Mike.
Oh, thank you very much. And I know there's a lot of people who get very uncomfortable about the idea of standing up and saying no to the government. But, I mean, really, just think about it in practical terms. There is no amount of taxes that you can pay, no amount of sacrifice that you can do that is going to change the ultimate reality that the federal government has borrowed itself into a huge hole of unpayable black debt. You cannot save this government from its own folly. Every time the government gets a few dollars ahead, they spend it on pork barrel projects and they just go right back into debt. Doesn't matter how hard you work and how much you sacrifice, this government is beyond redemption. It's beyond saving. You have one and only one choice to make in 2011. And that choice is very simple. Are you going to go on throwing good money after bad into this government and allow yourself to be dragged down to homelessness and starvation? Or are you going to say, enough is enough? We gave it our best shot. This government can't function. It's time to let it go into history the way the USSR did. All right, we've got a caller on the line, Lee in Georgia. Aloha, Lee. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, brother. I wanted to comment real quick on Andrea's call, and then I'll listen off air. I've heard talk of people on various different shows here on RBN about how they've left the United States and this, that, and the other because of everything that's going on. And mm-hmm. I am with Andrea on this. Those people, in my opinion, are cowards. If you're not willing to stand here and fight for your home, then do us all a favor, pack it, and get out.
Well, apparently they already did.
All right, thanks, brother.
And listen, all right, now, and thank you very much for the phone call. You need to understand something, and I don't want to insult Andrea or Lee, but we have seen this happen time and time again, where when a country starts to deteriorate, the inventive, creative, smart people get out. When the American colonies were started up, and it was before we had the Currency Act and before there was a private central bank and it was a land of opportunity, literally, there was a brain drain of Europe. All the artists and inventors and innovators got on the boat for the New World. Because if they stayed in the old world, everything they did went into the pockets of the masters. And when they came to the New World, everything they did went into their own pocket. We're in the same situation right now. Anything you do in this country, the value of it goes into the pockets of the Federal Reserve bankers. Those people who've left the United States of America, I cannot criticize them. They're seeking a better life for themselves and their children. And I don't have a problem with them leaving. I absolutely do not. When the United States started getting a private central bank and was no longer the land of opportunity, at the same time, that's when Australia opened up. Britain created the Australian penal colony because they couldn't dump their prisoners on the Americas anymore after the War of 1776. And all of a sudden, people started saying, wow, look at all that land they've got down there in Australia. You can go down there, have your own home and your own ranch, and do very well. And that has been repeated time and time again. When Abraham Lincoln started putting out his greenbacks, the financial papers of Europe said, if we don't stop this, if we don't stop this country from issuing its own debt-free currency, they will drain all the best creative minds of Europe over to that continent, and the monarchies of Europe will fall. They literally wrote that. It's in, if you go to my article, Bankers Gone Wild, that quote from the London Financial Papers is in there, where they said, if the United States of America is allowed to have a government-issued debt-free currency, it will drain all the best people from Europe. They'll want to go over there because when they work, the value of their work goes back into their own pockets, whereas in Europe, if they work, it goes to the monarchy or to the bankers. So I'm sorry, Andrea, and I'm sorry, I think it was Lee. I cannot criticize people who've left the United States of America. Survival is the highest instinct of us all. And I think one of the things you need to understand is that the people who've left the United States of America may have figured out the country cannot be saved. You cannot fight to reverse the course the country is on. It's going to have to collapse. Now, if you want to stay here and be witness to the collapse and all the misery that's going to entail, that's your choice. But I cannot criticize people who've got the smarts to get the heck out of this, you know, the Titanic before it goes down. It's kind of one of the reasons I'm out here on this little rock in the middle of the Pacific, I might add. So, no, I don't have harsh words for people who've left the United States of America. They understand, as do I. This government will never change. It has to end one way or the other. I'm hoping and praying for collapse. It may turn out to be a little bit more violent and bloody, as was the case in Romania. I would not like to see that happen. But a crisis is coming. Things cannot continue the way they have. I would be very surprised if the United States still existed a year from now. I think a year from now, we'll all be standing around saying, okay, what do we put in its place now? And we better start thinking about that right now, today, so that we don't fall victim to the first carpetbagger who comes along and says, I've got a new ready-made government ready for you to go. All right, back to the phones. John in Canada. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Oh, boy. You know, I do have a plan, perfect plan. So, gee. But I'll tell you what it is. As you're fully well aware, and many of your fans are too, the government, of course, is not acting constitutionally. But as you might be aware, the Republicans are going to read the Constitution. The teabaggers, after being briefed by Justice Scalia on what it means to let the Americans fall plundered, his version of the Constitution, they're going to get tutored by him, and then they're going to read the Constitution out loud in Congress. And, you know, this is great because we can nail them to the cross on so many issues. But the one I think is really great is unreasonable search and seizure, the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. We have a serious logical inconsistency with the TSA, and it really means the destruction of freedom. And here's why. Why it's logically inconsistent. Any terrorist could put C4 explosive up their keister or nitroglycerin in a false tooth. So now we need a full enema and full dental x-rays if we're going to take their argument to its conclusion, because that's what a terrorist could do.
That's how Obama's going to solve the healthcare crisis. You don't go to the doctor anymore. You go to the airport. You get an x-ray. You get fondled for bumps. They check your teeth and
I'm joking,
but you're absolutely right. The reality is that all of this money is being spent at the airports. All of your money is being spent to prepare for the last attempted attack. And the whole philosophy is that the terrorists out there couldn't possibly come up with another new, unique idea. And yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, look at how much my wife and I were watching this show about cocaine smuggling coming up from South America and these semi-submerged cocaine boats, which is like, it's amazing. It looks like a little miniature version of the Monitor. And they were talking about people who will swallow the packets of drugs, and they'll like swallow 75 of these little tiny, you know, capsules of drugs, and it's a huge volume of material. Now, nitroglycerin in a tooth is a firecracker. You know, I hate to burst your bubble about, you know, what nitroglycerin can do, but if you had, you know, 75 of these little tiny bottles, they, you know, very, very large packet, I was amazed that they could swallow these things, but if you have 75 of those in your stomach, and there's a chemical timer in there as well, it's not going to show up on the body scanners. It's not going to show up on the metal detectors. That much explosive will, in fact, you know, blow a terrorist all over the cabin. And if he's sitting next to a window, you know, there are ways around all of these security, especially when you consider that the Department of Homeland Security is constantly running training exercises and tests. And more often than not, the guns and bombs and everything get past TSA. They're too busy looking at the cute girl's titties. And the stuff is getting on the airplane anyway. None of it works. It's just a way to spend money, to take money from you and give it to somebody else.
Yeah. Well, four molars of nitroglycerin on a window frame might do the job. But listen, the reason for unreasonable search and seizure, that this is a fundamental principle that exists in all democracies and all free nations and goes all the way back to the Magna Carta. Now, why is it important not to infringe on an innocent person's liberty? You don't want the cops to blindly look at everybody's email, as Bush ordered them to do, not to follow probable cause. If you're following probable cause to nab bad guys and you're a suspect who needs to be questioned, then they can infringe on your rights to say, hey, where were you? What are you doing? You know, they're supposed to be following probable cause. TSA doesn't support arresting bad guys who commit terrorist offenses. We've got the guy who financed 9/11 still walking free on this earth. Now, he might be innocent, but he's the main suspect who needs to be arrested, General Mad. Nobody's speaking of him because we're fearful of what we don't understand. This is what justice is. This is what every police officer takes an oath to, and we just lost this principle somehow. No, we don't follow
probable
cause.
Okay, actually, the principle is still there, because what the federal government does, in order to go on pretending that it is still a constitutional republic, they change the definition of the word reasonable. And basically, we have had Attorney General Holder, and I believe his predecessor, said exactly the same thing. In the post 9/11 world, it is reasonable to strip search everybody at random to look for terrorists. That's how they weasel word around there. And
yeah,
if we go along, go ahead.
Sorry, I was going to say, well, it depends. Like in a court of law, you would say, why aren't you following probable cause? But the Department of Homeland Security put out a statement. It was on Republican Radio's website just probably maybe 6 months ago or so, where they gave out a public statement saying that they don't need any reason for individual suspicion to steal your laptop. That's a criminal theft. They go, yeah, but it's government. No, it's a criminal theft. I want to know what they're fencing this. What did they do with all the laptops they seized? Did they fence them? They sold them out? Yeah, it's theft.
No, they can have this one. It died last night. So anyway,
similarly with the indefinite incarceration, that's called kidnapping. It's not an arguable position in a court. We go over
well,
with the government.
You know, as long as we let them define the words for us, they're going to go on doing what they want. And one of the first things when we do this intervention on the wealth addicts, we're going to stand up and say, okay, here's what the Bill of Rights means. It's what the founding fathers said it means. It's what we say it means, because we get to make that choice. We the people. Those three large words at the top of the Constitution, government does not get to redefine the Constitution if we stand up and say we choose what it means here. Now, I know I was joking about TSA can have this little now dead netbook computer, but the reason I actually was using this is my travel computer, and there's nothing on here at all except a web browser and an email application and whatever documents I need for the trip that I'm on, because in my main real laptop, I've got stuff that belongs to clients, like Hawaii 5-0 and Off the Map and Lost and everything, and I don't want that stuff copied off the laptop, showing up on the fan magazines and websites, you know, and the TSA guy gets an extra $1,000, and I get in trouble because I'm not taking care of my client's stuff. So that was the reason I actually got this little tiny cheapo netbook. This is my travel. Go ahead and look at it all you want, TSA computer. And
they're not critical thinkers. They want to touch women's vaginas. But, you know, a woman, we know the structure of a woman. I mean, she could, you know, why aren't they going all the way into a woman to check? Why aren't they doing anal cavity searches? They're not, because they're irrational. They're not following probable cause. They're not supporting the arrest of Bush and Cheney.
It's all a campaign to psychologically repress the American people. Yes. So we sit there like good little Nazis and we do what we're told. And you know something? It isn't working. And I think they learned that on last Thanksgiving, because what I'm hearing from travelers now, what I myself witnessed when my wife and I went down to the next island over for the performance of her original work, TSA has backed way, way off. They know they have pushed the public to the edge of a violent reaction, pushback. And I think Napolitano's thing about it's going to go on and it's going to go on, it's just, I think it's more image. I think really they're understanding that this attempt to corral us all is backfiring, and we really are on the edge of exploding the way Greece or Iceland or Ireland or Spain or Italy or Portugal or Tunisia or all those other countries. We're at that point right now.
Yeah, well, cops are
more informed, hopefully. They seem to be the ones that I've interacted with. And cops aren't happy either. You know, you have to be a pretty stupid cop to not know that something is seriously wrong here. And we can resolve it. We can get all the fraud, all the trillions that were stolen from ourselves, the pensions back. It's just going to require some work and some commitment. To truly defend ourselves means saving people's lives, getting our houses back, and everything else. It's not impossible. It could happen. It could really, truly happen. The Constitution's got some great ideas, especially the Bill of Rights. And we can hold those as our own, because it should be equally...
I agree with you. And in fact, when people say, how would you start a new government in this country? Well, I'd start with the Constitution and the first 13 amendments. I would certainly take out that bit about the Electoral College. We don't need it in this age of electronic communications. A few things I'd put in there. No private central banks as an absolute part of the Constitution. I think the Constitution does not allow a private central bank issuing the public currency at interest. But again, you can spend all your time designing a beautiful, beautiful country and government, but as long as power is going to attract the kind of crooks and sociopaths that it does, unless the people are willing to stand up and bop the crooks in the nose every once in a while and give them a good bloody nose and say, stop doing that, they're going to do whatever they want to do. Thomas Jefferson said it. You know, the tree of liberty must be watered with the blood of tyrants. It is its natural manure. John, got to let you go. Got one more caller waiting on the line. We're almost out of time. Thank you for the call.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hello, Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take one final phone call. William in Alaska. William, my goodness, you must be dealing with some snow up there right about now. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike, and thanks for sending us a little warm weather.
Are you saying I'm full of hot air?
Hawaii. I know we're up against the clock, so I'm going to cut to the chase, make it quick. I'm addressing these remarks to the gentleman that called in, talking about how people that leave the country are cowards. And, the general attitude of America, love it or leave it. Yesterday, Dixon Cannon died in prison.
Yeah.
And Dick's crime was not acting as a neck breaker for the IRS. 10 years he spent in prison, and he died there yesterday. Ed and Elaine Brown are still rotting in prison. Okay? That's what happens to people in this country when you go up against the government peacefully. Now, if somebody wants to take their family and everything they own and go to another country and roll the dice, then I say God bless them. God bless them, because the real cowards are the people that are sitting there watching Monday Night Football and listening to Patriot Radio during the day and doing nothing else. That's it.
You know, until you've actually been at that point of saying, do I want to leave my home behind, everything that I've known, the people that I grew up with, until you have actually made that kind of a move, you don't realize how much courage it takes.
Exactly.
You know, you spend your childhood or your youth growing up in the same community and everything, and all of a sudden you're leaping to the other side of the world, and the very real possibility that you can never ever come back to your original home again. That takes a lot of courage.
Yes, it does. And that 80% of the population that's too busy watching TV, that's scared, you know, they think they've done their duty because they went and joined the Tea Party. You know, that's insane. You know, we've got patriots, hundreds, maybe thousands, in prisons all over this country right now for trying to do it the honorable way. And if somebody decides that they've had
the other side likes to play dirty
and they want to get out of here, I don't blame them.
No, I don't either. I absolutely don't. If I think if you have the means to do so, you should get out. Of course, as you know now, if you leave the United States of America, there is an exit tax that's applied to you now for about 1/3 of all of your wealth. So anybody who thinks that leaving this country is the act of a coward, you have to be willing to surrender 1/3 of your wealth to escape. The gates are shutting right now. They're going to turn you into a slave. They're going to turn your children into a slave. Is exactly what's going on here. All right. Well, listen, William, thanks an awful lot. Try and stay warm. Don't molest those polar bears. And have a happy new year. We're going to let you go here. All right. Well, we're down to the end of the show. No more phone calls. I've only got about a minute left anyway. And again, I want to just say to everybody, it's been an interesting year, both good and bad. Obviously, the year that I came over here to Republic Broadcasting Network and hanging out with all the cool people on this side of the radio dial. Looking into next year, it's hard to say exactly what's going to go on, but I think we can all pretty much rest assured it will never be dull. What is that old Chinese curse? May you be a person of influence in interesting times. And I think right now all of us here at RBN are cursed. So, on that note, have a happy new year. Please drive very carefully. Do not abuse too much substances, certainly not when you're going to get before the wheel. And stay home, be safe, be with family. We'll see you next year. Aloha, America.